All right, this is a Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a Second Date Update, you will get hooked up with $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, good morning. This is Clarence.
Good morning, Clarence. How can we help you, brother?
Hey, I'm just calling in because you helped me out with a problem I had a while back.
Yeah? What was the problem, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, the problem I had a while back, and I had a chick I did everything for, and she was taking my mother money and stuff, and I don't know. I just had to try to figure out.
Oh, this Clarence, wait. This you the dude.
Oh.
That's the one. You gave the girl some money for the hand. She ran off or something like that?
Yeah, bro.
What's up? That's been like a year and some change ago, Clarence. How you doing, bro?
I've been doing fine.
Okay, so how can we help you this time, my brother?
Well, I'm into another little dumb thing right now, and I just can't figure out what's going wrong with it. I tried everything. Buy the best of the stuff she wants, do everything for her. She don't even have to even leave the house if she don't want to, but I don't know. Everything I do, it just seems like ain't nothing worse.
Is she a lot younger than you, Clarence?
Yeah, she's about 25 years younger than me.
My goodness.
Good God.
Kelly, how long has she been acting funny towards you?
Oh, about the past 6 months now.
Six months? And you still
paying?
Yeah,
I'll be trying. I'll be leaving a little money on the table for when I leave the house in the morning.
Wow. I feel
okay,
sorry for
so
you,
what's
man.
Her name, Clarence?
Her name Ebony.
Ebony?
Ebony.
All right, this is what we're going to do, Clarence. You already know how this works, so I ain't really got to give you the spill. You know, just be quiet until we cue you in. We're going to mute you for a minute, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, hold on.
Clarence is a sugar daddy, and he don't know no better just yet.
Man, look, I was with a girl for 2 years, and it was over with. And I'm walking around this fine-ass girl, and now having sex with everybody. Like, boy, I know you're knocking that down. You had a sofa.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Ebony, please?
This is her.
Hey,
yeah,
Ebony. Hey, Ebony, how you doing? This is Streets Morning Takeover with Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouty Shouty. Hey, baby. You got a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, so we got to make it a little quick.
Okay, no problem. So listen, man, we got a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but
yeah.
You are at the top of the list for today.
Yeah.
And a young man, well, I'm going to say a man called for you. He don't sound young, but he called looking for you and said that you've been ignoring him for the last 6 months of his life. And he wants some answers, and he wants some answers today, if possible. Are you familiar with a Clarence?
Yes, I remember him. Oh, God.
Is that your old man?
Well, I mean, he was cool, but I thought I wanted to date an older man until I realized this man falls asleep doing everything.
What you mean?
Like, this man falls asleep when we have it set. We go out to eat. This man and falls asleep.
He done fell asleep while y'all having sex?
Yes. Like, I tell him, like, you need to, like, drink some coffee or do something, like, be up. Like, this man will sit down, and no longer than 10 minutes, he will be asleep.
Well, you know old people have to take naps, girl.
Mm-mm. We will be in broad daylight, in the park, this man falls asleep. I can't deal with it.
Okay, wait a minute. Listen, I know what you can't deal with now that you told me. Hopefully you can deal with this. He's on the phone. Clarence.
Wake your ass up, Clarence.
Hey, Clarence.
I was just wondering what was happening with you, because I know I was, you know, looking out for you. I was leaving a little money and stuff on the table and the nightstand for you and everything, but I was just wondering what was going on. You called me back and everything. Just disappeared.
I mean, I appreciate everything you do. I just can't. I've been telling you over and over again, and then in the middle of me telling you, you fall asleep. I just can't do it. I can't.
Well, what's going on, though? I mean, maybe we need to do something or go somewhere more interesting to keep me woke.
What?
Well, I don't think we've gone to interesting places and you still fall asleep, Claire.
Young lady, you don't think you might be boring?
No, I'm not boring.
You sound
the
boring.
The funny thing is, no, I'm not boring. I'm not boring. We actually do stuff that's interestingly fun, but he's not there doing it. He'll sit down and go to sleep.
When the last time I fell asleep?
Clarence, the last time you fell asleep was during sex. You don't remember?
I wasn't there.
What?
What you mean you wasn't there, Clarence?
I guess I wasn't there.
That Alzheimer's kicking in on Clarence, y'all.
So, Clarence, you mean to tell me you just be falling asleep like this for real, man?
I don't know, man. I just wake up and my wallet be gone sometimes.
Okay, Clarence, this is what we need to do. We need to get you some help, man. You need to go see a doctor, man.
Yeah, man.
I myself was a victim of sleep apnea, man. I wasn't getting my that I wasn't getting to the proper zoning of sleep. Meaning I go to sleep, but I never got into the deep sleep that replenishes your body. So you go to sleep, but you're never really recharging. You should definitely go get that looked at. Ebony, is it what? Possible that y'all could possibly, you know?
Mm-mm. If he can stay woke, you can't.
No, I just can't do it. I just can't. Not no more.
So you don't took all the money, you going to take out his pockets while he sleep?
I mean, I can pay you back. It's nothing to pay you back. I just know I can't do it no more. I'll pay you to just keep moving on.
Wow. All right.
You heard that, Clarence? Clarence.
You see what I'm talking about? That's exactly what
No. Did the call drop? Clarence.
He's asleep. I'm telling y'all, he's asleep. That's what I'm talking about right here.
Stupid, man.
Are you serious? Stupid. No. Wait, hold up. Clarence. Hey, did he went to sleep?
Hey, well, if anybody asks you, if anybody say, well, what happened to Clarence? Be like, he slept on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I cannot believe he really sleep. Do I hear him breathing in the background? All right, A-Town, y'all call us up about the second date update, 443-520-945. Let's talk about it. Keep it locked. We're number one in the streets. The streets 94.5. Wake your ass up, Clarence.